This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
after work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 16, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. That means it's time for phone calls. We may be having a little bit of a static issue going on. Apologize for that. We're going to try to get it repaired by next week's broadcast. So apologies are out there. We have a winner. Jerry was the winner. The answer was Dr. William Luther Pierce. I know he's somewhat of a controversial individual, but, you know, you take inspiration where you can find it. And I thought that was, I don't know, when I first listened to it, I really enjoyed it. So anyway, it's posted on the website if you want to listen to it again in its entirety, thealternativemedia.com. Going to go to the phones. We got Jerry in Chicago patiently holding. Jerry, how you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Thank you very much for taking my call. Two things I wanted to weigh in on. I agree. John Stafmiller has some very interesting guests, very interesting shows, and he comes up with a lot of research that he did. The other thing I wanted to mention was Nikola Tesla was looking for a free electric all over the world, and it could be produced from a small source of energy. And it was wireless. There was no ComEd or Exelon, and any of these companies out there that would need to keep things going except for the initial power plant, because everything would be transmitted by wire. That means that there'd probably be no Nicor, because you wouldn't need natural gas. You wouldn't need Standard Oil. You wouldn't need the Rockefellers raking in all the money off of the oil companies and all of the drilling and everything else like that, because our cars would be run on electricity. Our stoves, our ovens, our refrigerators, our air conditioners, everything would be run by electricity. But the big key thing here is that Nikola Tesla worked with a safe frequency, a level of hertz, somewhere between 5, 6, and 11 hertz per second, whereas the present frequency, if you look, is everything you plug into a wall outlet here in this country is run off of 60 hertz. That is what's keeping people sick. And there is a way to improve your health around that stuff. John Moore has a website, thelibertyman.com. He is a 6 a.m. Central Time till 7, host on RBN, and he sells something called an energy cleaner. Farron, I worked in an attic 2 days this week, and when I came home, I was cramped up, I was sore, everything else like that. I woke up the next morning, absolutely, positively, no pain. I quit taking aspirin and Advil and all this other crap about 3 years ago. I just threw them all out. If I get a headache, I close my eyes for about 20 minutes with a rag over my eyes, and the headache is gone. Something else I wanted to plug, too, was If your listeners would go to a website called TuningElement.com and read the bio, It is a sort of like a balance bracelet. I picked up one in June of last year, and I got to tell you something. I wear it every day, and it is just remarkable. Between that and the energy cleaner, you can keep yourself a little bit healthier because it's your frequency around you, and the more frequency that you get near you with Wi-Fi and the 5G phones and all this other crap, the more it's affecting people's health.
Absolutely. That is the truth. You know, Jerry, the board op just told me they want to talk to you when we get done. There's someone wanting to talk to you, so don't hang up. The board op's going to talk to you. And if you will give the board op your address, I would love to mail you this particular Tesla DVD, because I don't know if you've ever seen this one. I've never shown it to anyone that had ever seen it before. And then I'd love to get your opinion on it, because you're one of the few that you know, has really put some time and effort that I've ever met personally into studying the just vast knowledge. I find it fascinating, and what you're saying is fascinating about Nikola Tesla. And then when you're going into all of the other ramifications of how big this engulfs your life, the fact that we're not using this technology, it's a mouthful well said.
Well, they've stifled a lot of big technologies. I remember reading in the 80s one time in a Popular Mechanics magazine that they came up with a device for increasing your fuel economy on your vehicle by close to 40%. You know, 8 years went by, never heard anything about it. One of the big companies came in, offered the guy a couple $1 million for a patent, and he sold out, and he didn't produce it. And he might have been offered the patent, said, take this, or you got no other choice. We're giving you an offer you cannot refuse, like that quote from The Godfather. And I think the guy had to take it. There's been a whole lot of these things that have been disrupted because the big corporations cannot make any money on this stuff, especially if you're producing it yourself.
But, Who Killed the Electric Car? A great documentary. You can see the extent that the electric car had been taken to in the early 90s, the EV1, the EV2. And, you know, most people have never, ever heard of that. And the documentary film, Who Killed the Electric Car, is a real eye-opener as well.
Well, let me hit you up with one more thing, and that is Henry Ford was a farmer inventor. Now, you know, he made the first reciprocating gas engine here in this country. Do you think it ran on gasoline, or do you think it ran on something maybe like an ethanol that he produced on his own farm? I'll leave you with that, and thank you very much for taking my call, and God bless you. God bless the listeners of RBN, and everybody, please donate.
All right, don't hang up. Board Op wants to talk to you. Give him an address. I'm going to send you this DVD and then touch base with you. We're going to go to Dave in Statesville, then Jerry, our winner. Don't hang up, Jerry. We want to talk to you. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Dave, how you doing, sir?
Good, Farron. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on today.
Well, I've got a variety of subjects I'd like to touch on. I didn't intend to come up with this, but that last guy's comment on the ethanol, this being promoted by NASCAR now, the E15, it's going to be the savior of energy. The corn lobby is gigantic and huge in this country. The Midwest states like Nebraska, they've 99% of their economy is based on corn. So they've been pushing this corn-based alcohol additive for the gasoline. And if you look in Sunday's paper and commodities, ethanol sells for about $1 a gallon cheaper than unleaded gasoline at a wholesale level. So they've got incentive to add more than the 10% that the feds require. So I think the majority of it being sold is probably 15% ethanol available 90% of the gas stations. It's what everybody's using. The ethanol gives you easily 5 to 7% less fuel mileage in the gasoline than straight gasoline would use. I've got access, and I can buy straight gasoline, and any vehicle I put the straight gasoline in, the fuel mileage jumped up 5, 6, 7%. So that easily covers the additional cost of the non-ethanol fuel. So they're promoting this as being all good No, there's some serious drawbacks with this ethanol fuel, and it's disastrous for small engines. The small engine places are all real busy from the ethanol damage. I know a guy at the local dump, he said he's never seen so many leaf blowers, weed eaters, chainsaws coming into that dump in his life. And it's because of the ethanol fuel damaging this equipment. So there's another billions of dollars out of the citizenry's pockets for some sort of federal deal that they made with the ethanol corporate people.
Oh, I've enjoyed some of that firsthand with the weed eaters tractor. I've got a tractor that I know is not running because of ethanol fuel. We're going to be coming up on a break, Dave, and I'll hang you over. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we've got Jerry in North Carolina, Lee in Tennessee, Renee on hold. If you'd like to call in, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Until we get to the music, Dave, what else is on your mind?
No, I guess it pretty well covers it for now. But the other thing that's irritating me is the how successful the banks are all doing in spite of screwing everybody over. Everybody at Walmart, they march through like lemmings with their credit cards.
Hold that thought. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. We've got Dave in Statesville and Jerry in North Carolina. Back in moments.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Your phone call is 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go back to Dave in Statesville. Dave, the break got you there. Go ahead and continue.
Another thing too on this electric car thing, Detroit Electric in the 1920 had a good workable electric car available everywhere, and in fact at one time electric cars outnumbered gasoline cars in this country way back. The thing is, women couldn't use a conventional car. The electric starter hadn't been invented yet. And unless a woman was pretty beefy, she wasn't capable of cranking those motors over with a crank. So the electric cars were very popular with women.
Oh, and you've probably seen the documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car? It's a really interesting. And then now we fast forward all the way here, and we've got like the Chevy Volt, and it's burning down people's house, and they're acting like they can't, you know, they can't perfect the electric car when it's all been done before. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Right, it was done 100 years ago.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add? I appreciate the phone call.
No, Farron, I'd just like to thank you for the job you're doing, and try not to get discouraged. Just keep going, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. We're going to go to Jerry in North Carolina, patiently holding. Jerry, how you doing? Hey, Jerry, do I have you, Jerry, in North Carolina, the winner? Jerry in North Carolina, you are the winner.
Hello?
Hey.
Is this
Lee? That's fine.
Hello, Farron?
Hello.
Can you hear me? This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing this morning, Farron?
Oh, hanging in there. We struggled to get it there, but we got you. So you're the winner.
Well, actually, my wife is. She knew it, yelled out, and I ran over to the other side of the room and called real quick.
Hey, all right. Well, I thought that was going to be a tough one, but y'all got that pretty quick. So hey,
it was a tough one.
I got a great DVD, email me. Let me know after you watch it what you think about it, because if you've never seen this, it's a real eye opener.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. My favorite one was the one where Stan Deo was narrating it. Have you ever seen that one?
Not that I know of.
I think it may be called something with lightning in the name. But, yeah, that was a really good one. But, yeah, we homeschool, and we're teaching our oldest right now about Nikola Tesla. So this would be awesome for us all to watch.
Well, this one, you know, he built everything in small scales, and they still exist. There's a museum to Nikola Tesla, and I think it's in Czechoslovakia, but anyway.
Yeah.
It shows all the things levitating, lighting up wirelessly, the models, the boat that he had there, I believe it was 1898, somewhere, that remote control voice activated wireless boat. So all that stuff's there, and you know, if no one's ever seen that, the fact that this is 115 years ago or something, it just it's a real eye-opener to people to say, hey, what is it I really don't know? If all this went on 100 years ago, how much do I just not know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I've seen some of that stuff in this other documentary with Stan Deo, where he went to the museum there. But, yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait to get it.
Anything else you'd like to add? You listen to the broadcast today. Anything, disagree, agree, anything you can add?
Farron, you're right on target every time, man. I share as much as I can whenever I get on Facebook. You know, I share the Republic link, and I got bumper stickers that I made for thealternativemedia.com and thealternativemedia.org, and I got them on the back of my truck so people can see it and hopefully find out, read the news.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for be sure. Okay, I've got your information right here. I wanted to make sure I had all your information so that I could.
I haven't given you guys my address yet.
Okay, all right. This is the other G. Okay, make sure you give the board up your information. I'll get that in the mail to you first of the week. Send me an email after you watch it.
I will, Farron. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We're going to go to Renee, patiently holding. Renee, how you doing? If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We want to get as many people on the air as we can.
Well, hello. You know, you were talking about your liberal friend, and, you know, I was so glad to hear that. See, and I bet you're friends with him because you didn't attack him with venom dripping out of your mouth going, you evil liberal. You know what I mean? And there are many people in this movement who do this. The thing is, we have to build bridges. There aren't enough conservative white guys in this country to win this alone. They have to learn, for their own self-interest, they have to build bridges. And, you know, you can do that. There are some who can't, and they're hurting us. You know, like I saw there was a young black man on CNN intelligent, articulate black man, and when he was discussing Ferguson, and he said, where are all those small government anti-police state libertarians, huh? Where are they for us? He said, and they wonder why they don't attract minority voters. And he had a point, okay? The thing is, more people showed up for Clive Bundy's cows. And the thing is, this is the truth that we have to face. We need to learn to come together on the issues that are nonpartisan, like the Tesla issue and electricity. What they did to us with denying us Tesla technology affected all of us. I know George Norrie is doing a harden the grid program. That's nonpartisan. That can bring people together. There are so many things we could improve if we would stop focusing on the stuff, things that divide us, and focus instead on the things that affect all of us. And like I said, you know, you can do that, Farron, and there are others who cannot. And I would like to see that the libertarians reach out more to minorities. You know, even I saw something about Rand Paul, and they were actually, you know, Rand and Ron Paul have said this before, how the justice system is not fair to the blacks. And we know this. Even the statistics lie, because the white, upper-class, white-collar thieves never make it into the system. They don't go after Jamie Dimon. They're not in the system, so they're not counted in the statistics. And they stole way more than a handful of cigars.
Let me ask you this, Jay, and we got about 2 minutes to break, then we're going to come back with Lee. We've got the phone calls stacking up. But let me ask you this, because this is the part that bothers me. There is absolutely, the black people will absolutely not come and support white people when, you know, you've got a situation like I was talking about there in Charlotte, gets no press whatsoever. Lady raped and murdered by a black man next door. We see this black and white crime if you just watch the evening news. But there's no outcry for the white people, the victims of the white. Of course, white people are not down there protesting in Ferguson, as your point taken. But it seems so divided that it seems like it can never, ever be pieced back together. It seems to actually be getting worse. A minute and a half, they're yours. Then we're coming back with Lee in Tennessee, Michael in New York, Betty in New York, North Carolina.
Yeah, but we have to find a way to do this, or we're going to lose. We can be hard-headed, or we can take the first step or whatever. We do have people who understand us, like Sissy and McKinney and Larry Pinkney. You know, like I say, they would be perfect people to send out to Ferguson to talk to the people over there, to start bringing people together, but to counteract the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons. What a great idea that is. Those are people, they get us. They come on our networks. They understand us. They can talk to us. They would be the perfect people to bridge. Cynthia McKinney has scruples, okay? I mean, she took the hit. She did not compromise her principles, where there have been times that the Pauls have, and she paid the price. The Zionist Jews kicked her out and replaced her with a guy who was afraid an island would tip over. I hear the music.
We're coming up on a break. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to come back. We've got Lee in Tennessee, Michael in New York, Betty in North Carolina. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks, Renee. Back in moments.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-parasite intestinal freedom. Request our healing.
Back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. We got a lot of people on hold, so we're going to try to get everybody on the line. Lee in Tennessee, patiently holding. Lee, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing okay, sir. And I just want to tell everybody go to stuweb.com either or his Facebook page and listen to the July 2nd. He has a broadcast, the first hour, and it talks about how the two small nukes and everything were planted under 911. And I just want to say one more thing. Revolutions Radio's entire YouTube account has been suspended for no reason because they were putting out the truth about 911 and the Bushes and everything. So I just want to encourage everybody to go to Veterans Today and study it like your life depended on it because they're putting out the truth. I don't believe that, you know, At least 80% or 90% of it. So that's all I've got to say.
Well, hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for patiently holding. And we're going to go to Michael in New York. Hey, Michael. Are you with me, Michael?
Good morning, sir. Yes, Farron. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Michael, actually, during one of the breaks, I got a phone call here at the radio station, and it was someone requesting that they would like to hear from you. They wanted to hear So I thought, you know, it was someone local here in this area. So anyway, I just had to pass that on to you, that someone was looking forward to you coming on today, if you did. So I had to pass that on.
Well, this makes me feel great, and the timing is great as well. And thank you to that individual listening. You know, Farron, I just want to say first off, regarding Renee's comments, that you are addressing the minorities, because we American Caucasians are soon to be the minority. So the way the current geopolitics are going out of the traitors in Washington flooding us with all these illegals, we are soon to be, in the very near future, Renee, the minorities. But also, hey, Renee,
let me interject right there. I brought a story. It's from the Associated Press. I won't have time to get to it, but it is that the whites will make up 49.8% of the school-age children here in the next 1 to 2 years. White students will be the minority. So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, there you go. And also, Renee, you have to be careful, because using the term minority, you're playing into their semantics with division. We're either Americans or we're not. I don't care what the color is. As if we are all into freedom and the truth, and don't pander to anybody. If you can't handle the truth, then good riddance to you, regardless of the topic. We all want the truth, and that's all there is to it. And so regarding Tesla, the museum's actually in Yugoslavia, because Tesla was Yugoslavian. And that video, that movie, where Orson Welles plays J.P. Morgan, that is a great movie. And the Yugoslavians are very, extremely proud, of course, of Tesla. And along with Tesla, who I'm a tremendous fan of, and everything you guys have been covering, so spot on, and with the free energy approaches that he had, because these guys were real scientists. And I'm a scientist with formal training in college. And the science they teach us is, like everything else, a lot of it's BS. They don't want us to know the true science that these great scientists understood and discovered about nature. And behind everything, there's an energy field. Today they call it zero-point energy, which is a confusing term, because the best way to look at it is that behind creation, at the most fundamental level where all matter comes into existence, there's a reservoir of energy. And these guys were aware of it, and Tesla was big on tapping that in various approaches. But with the various technologies for free energy devices, just think, everybody, of that flashlight. You just shake or you crank up by hand, there's a free energy Tesla device right there. Magnets in motion in a coil. And that's all there is to it. It's that easy. And so obviously they got us in the dark with all their control on this Rockefeller, Rothschild petroleum crap. But there was, at the beginning of the 1900s, there was an onslaught of great inventors, Tesla being the ultimate pinnacle of the cream of the crop, for sure. But it was amazing, like with the founding fathers at the beginning of the foundation of this country, a unique set of individuals all coinciding at the same time in the same place is uncanny. It's impossible unless it's divine activity. And the same thing happened in the 1900s with scientists. And there was all kinds of great inventions coming about that would have truly created the golden age way back then. We would all be doing so fantastic right now, super wealthy, but not materialistic per se, but super wealthy in every respect. And truly probably touring the stars, for sure, because they secretly are doing that right now with this technology that they have suppressed from us. And also, Farron, I just wanted to say, you know, when earlier in the show, how the government representatives constantly reject the will of the American people, I just wanted to mention a few other examples of that. Like, for example, around this country, as they were promoting homos to get married, the Americans, every state, New York, California, everywhere else, vehemently opposing, voting against it. And yet, they just said, they flipped us the bird and said, hey, we're going to let it happen anyway. We don't care what if you want it or not. And another great one is school budgets. When the school budgets come around and they're exorbitantly, outrageously high, ridiculous, going to cause all the property owners to pay more taxes, and so it gets voted down, what happens? They say, well, you got to vote again. And then you vote it down. And what happens? Well, You got to vote again. And you'll keep voting until it passes. This is how outrageous it is that we tolerate it instead of taking these dirtbags out by throwing them in court, proving that they're either crooks, traitors, throw them in jail. And then ultimately, if I had my way, I'd give them the death penalty, as all traitors should get. The founding fathers would have treated them the same way. And, you know, as far as also, lastly, how the Republicans are no better than Democrats, and a great example right now is with this wide-open invasion, open-border policy of Obama. They could impeach this guy on that one alone and lock him right up because this is blatant invasion and undermining the security of the United States of America and the well-being of all Americans, and yet they are not doing anything. They song and dance around it with all these other sidetrack issues instead of nailing them on this one, and we as Americans really need to nail them on that and let them know. They better do it, otherwise I'd love to just be able to get my hands on all these guys personally. And last, the expression that we all need to use comes from a great patriot Christian in New Jersey, Nick, a fan of yours. We have to be fed up, as in federal government, fed up. Everybody get fed up. Let it. That's the term we all need to use, the phrase we all need to use from now on is, we're all fed up. And hopefully, that'll be uniting force, a phrase to unite the American people into understanding where the real enemy is and all those in the state governments that support this federal encroachment on American individual liberties.
Well said as usual, Michael. Well said, and I like the fed up. I like the fed up. That's beautiful. I don't know why I never really crossed my mind. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Great information. Love what you have
thank
to say.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
We're going to go to Betty in North Carolina, patiently holding. Betty, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. In Thursday's News and Observer paper, they gave five requirements that the North Carolina State Board of Education requires of homeschoolers. They say that they have really proliferated, but the five requirements that they make of them, did you notice that on the front page of the paper?
No, ma'am. Feel free to read them to us if you'd like.
All right. The first one is that the parents must have state certification that they're graduated from high school. The second one is that they have to declare that they constitute a state-licensed school. And then is that state-licensed, this is a family homeschool, is religiously based or non-religiously based. The next one is they must certify that they're holding scheduled classes. They must have a record of the attendance. They must have a record of immunization. And the last one, they must declare that yearly they have given a U.S. National Achievement Test. And that's it. And that's all I had to say.
Well, so, I mean, what you're saying is they're making it more and more difficult through rules and regulations for people to homeschool, when all of the tests shows that students that are homeschooled, at least in this area, what I'm familiar with, are much better educated and smarter than the schools that go to the public full system.
Can I add one last thing? I was pretty active in 1977 when the North Carolina State Board of Education attacked the Christian schools, and the trial ended up where the Christian schools were allowed to have a desk in the office of the North Carolina Department of Public Schools to check up that they were doing these five things. Isn't that lovely? Here it is 40 years later. We're still doing it.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'll share it with us today. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we've got Curtis in Florida, Lauren in Ohio. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Studio, and I wanted to say, I was talking to the board up, the archives should be back up. I know there's been a little bit of an issue with the archives. Archives should be back up, so hopefully I'll be able to post today's show to the website later today. We should have time for a couple more phone calls. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Curtis in Florida, patiently holding. Thanks for holding. How you doing today, Curtis?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I like to talk about electric cars. I wanted to give you a car as a metaphor, if I could. A car can have a flat tire, a run-down battery, and no gas, and no amount of fixing one problem will in any way affect the other. Charging the battery won't pass the tires. Passing the tires won't fill the gas tank. We have real racial or ethnic problems. We have a horrible government problem, and we have a horrible economic problem. The systems governing all these, at least for white people, are horrible, and no amount of lamenting one will in any way quit the other problems.
I could address the economic problem or the government. The idea of a republic is like the folk wisdom of insanity, repeating the same thing and expecting different results. A republican form of government is a huge fraud on many, many, many levels. We can do so much better than to have a republic. What a stupid idea. We don't have an eight-day trip by horseback from the family farm in order to vote, or I'll vote for you. You go, because I can't go. All right, we trust you. What kind of malarkey? It's just the stupidest idea I can imagine for governing people is to have a forced proxy. There's so many levels. As far as the economic system, I know this is a big bombshell. Think about the three P's, private, public, partnering. That's fascism. George Washington was a fascist. I know Mussolini didn't know. I know that. But listen, he thought that the land should fall from public creation, God creation, nature creation, into a few private hands, and they wouldn't have to square with a kitty. They wouldn't have to say, am I making others homeless by owning more than a quotient of the severally sector, which man invented. Man invented the, and I get it. You grow oranges, I grow bananas, we trade. I get severally. Really, I do. But to have one person have the ability to own many, many quotients makes others in a finite pie homeless. And that's what George Washington was for. Recreating a system he left in Britain where few people owned most of the land and the others were just landless. But, you know, they chose not to levitate. They chose not to throw themselves into the ocean. They chose not to sleepwalk. So I guess they chose to have landlords. What a crappy, evil economic system is capitalism. And now for the race part. I don't want to be brought together. If we're brought together, we're going to lose blonde hair. If we come together, we're going to lose blue eyes. If we come together, we're going to lose the genetic code that through thousands of years of thinking through long ice age winters, as compared with just picking low-hanging fruit and escaping lions, brought us Tesla's electric car, brought us Edison, brought us Beethoven, brought us Shakespeare. I don't want to be genocided. I don't want to be merged into a Philippine or India-looking skin color. I want to see the rainbow preserved, the beautiful rainbow. And the only way you can preserve it is through separate rainbow stripe lands. We get a rainbow stripe land, they get rainbow stripe lands. And America is no more a country of immigrants than Japan. You think people evolved in Japan? You think Adam and Eve were in Japan? No country is not a country of immigrants originally. And America is a Salutrian country discovered by white European Salutrians 7,000 years before the Salutriciders, that's American Indians, to you, came across the Bering Strait and outnumbered them and genocided them. So America, we have to give up Australia and New Zealand because there were Morais and Australia was there first. We'll have to give up Australia and New Zealand, I'll admit. But I don't want to see Europe and North America turned into India or the Philippines just so whites can be cowards and get their pats on the back. I want to see blonde hair, blue eyes, white skin in our DNA preserved and not genocided. I don't want to come together.
Hey.
I want to stay peaceful and diverse through having separate rights. All right, and your turn.
Well, your opinion is not, you're not the lone wolf out in the wilderness. There's a lot of people that have that same opinion. I've been reading this past week since this whole influx and invasion, Michael's calling it correct, has been going on. And the story, which I won't get to this week, and hopefully I'll just save it and start off next week, but what we're, the demographics that we're seeing change in this country, if it continues on these trends, and it absolutely will, there's no need to think, the white race is going to be the minority in this country, and you're going to see changes that people thought they would never see, live to see, in this country. I'll give you the last word, then I want to give Lauren in Ohio a couple of minutes. We're about out of time. Thanks for the phone call, Curtis. I couldn't really address the whole Washington thing. I don't know enough about that to say, but I'll give you the last word, and thanks for the phone call.
Thank you for taking my phone call. Able to get out a lot. And the solution to all problems is simply land designation, tri-level, systematic, and reciprocal. Land designation is the way. Individual land, but reciprocal, so we each get 40 acres from you on our 18th birthday. For government, each community can decide what it wants, and we move to the community, and they're created reciprocally, systematically, like smokeland, gay marriage land, drug land, and no smokeland, no drug land, metric land. And then racially, each people group deserves its own homeland, free from invasion. Yes, there should be a world genocide island for people like Seal or OJ or people who want to commit genocide. Yes, there has to be a world genocide island for those that want to miscegenate.
All right, thanks, Curtis. We'll give Lauren a couple minutes. Lauren, thanks for holding. You'll be the last phone call. You doing all right today?
I'm doing okay. He was right about so many things, but the solution is just god-awful. Separation? Are you kidding me? And then you have a kid that wants to do whatever, and they're in the wrong land. I mean, come on, guys. My ancestors worked for George Washington. Raymond Demery, he was aide-de-camp for George Washington. They were up here spying out the land above the Ohio River, even though they had made a treaty with the Indians saying they wouldn't do it. So, yeah, they brought in enough white people, and when they got enough white people in, they killed the Indians. And America, they're bringing enough immigrants in here, and they're going to destroy this place if you don't stop worrying about your white and your black and your this and your that. Let's all unite, and let's unite with what? Let's unite with truth. We best protect each other when we each respect the truth. The truth is God made all of us. Now, we have free will to obey him or not, to believe him or not. But what we got to do is respect each other and understand no man has the right to rule any other man. The problem in this country is the system itself. The Constitution supports the Bible and everything in it. All of us were kings when we came to this country. The rules, codes, regulations, and statutes of the Constitution are a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers, to tell them what they can and cannot do. Article 1, Section 8 lists what the federal government shall and shall not do. The problem that we have is we have no respect for the truth. We've had our children for four generations, I'm a product of it, so are you, public schools for 100 years where you've got criminal Luciferian bankers in control of your education, which isn't an education. So they can't keep Tesla from you. They can't keep your true history from you. The deal is we've got to go back to obeying God. And I know how hard this is for people. You were talking about cowardice in the Christian community last week. And you're right. We don't want that. We're afraid of actually facing the truth and doing what he says to do. 10 lousy little commandments about not murdering people and not stealing from them and not coveting. When you've got welfare systems that you steal from one American to give it to another American, and you got some fat Hillary Clinton or Obama in there sucking off the gravy train there in the middle, this is our fault. Why are we obeying a bunch of criminals in suits? I call them sissies. The American ace, the arrogant, ignorant, selfish American that doesn't want to know the truth. And so you'll bend over for these criminal sissies in suits because they got a fancy suit. You're going to do what they say, take their shot, buy the Obamacare, put your kid in their schools. This is your fault, and you can change it anytime you want. Keep your money in your pocket. Quit paying taxes you don't know. Find out the law on that. Keep your children in your home. Educate them and teach them the truth. You wouldn't be paying for 35, what is it? How many are coming into the schools this year, the illegals that they just brought across the border? They're talking about you got to get translators for them. You know what that's going to do to your property taxes? If you didn't have public schools, they wouldn't even be able to do this, this mass indoctrination and dumbing down of the society. And last of all, we have to obey God. Now, you can be whatever religion or cult or whatever you want to be, but can't we all agree that we can respect each other enough not to rob each other, not to covet each other's goods or steal each other's spouses or murder people? And that's what's going on in this country. So,
thanks so much, Lauren. Thanks so much. We're out of time. Hey, I feel your passion. Wow. You know, one thing about the broadcast, it's not boring. I give everybody the opportunity. And I had a guy called during the break. He was wanting to know, could we not have longer times for the callers? Hey, maybe. Maybe that would make the show better. I'm open to anything. Lauren, I feel your passion. Wow. Some great phone calls today. Just a couple of things I wanted to say before we run out of time. Archive should be up. Show should be archived later today, hopefully. Just check the website, thealternativemedia.com. Support Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Support the work of John Stattmiller, the great staff. Thanks to Manny running the board today. Support the alternative media. Go to the website. Support alternative media if you can. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.